Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The late Elmore Leonard, who wrote the 1990 novel Get Shorty and other classics, once published his tips for aspiring authors. Rule number one, never open a book with the weather. He thought that subject is hackneyed, certain to make the reader skip ahead for some action or character. I bring this up because I also did not want to begin with the weather today. Too depressing. This winter started out fine, but then we got clobbered, kind of like life nowadays. Leonard was right. Ever since an otherwise forgettable 1830 novel by England's Edward George Bulwer Lytton, leading with the weather has been a no-no for writers. Bulwer Lytton's opening line, "It was a dark and stormy night," became a cliché. There's now an annual prize named after him for the year's worst purple prose. In fairness, some very good novels do start with the weather, like Stephen Crane's 1895 The Red Badge of Courage. The cold passed reluctantly from the earth, and the retiring fogs revealed an army stretched out on the hills, resting. Or John Steinbeck's 1939 Dust Bowl refugee classic, The Grapes of Wrath. That's one of five Steinbeck novels out of 19 with a meteorological opening. To the red country and part of the gray country of Oklahoma, the last rains came gently, and they did not cut the scarred earth. My favorite is the first line of George Orwell's 1949 dystopian masterpiece, 1984. It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. See what he did there? Just the right mix of banal and ominous. Much like the world we now inhabit, the world of climate change. More greenhouse gases means warmer temperatures, which means warmer seas and lakes, which means more moisture in the air, which means more and worse storms. And in winter, more ice and snow. It's our fault, of course. We're the authors of this story, too much in love with our own narratives to notice the harm we're doing to the bigger picture, reality. That's why we, our children, and generations of theirs will long experience the same eerie feeling that we're all living in a bad novel. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.